Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope that you're having an awesome week. This past Sunday, we continued our series that we're calling Too Good to Be True, and we're reminding ourselves each week that in the scriptures, God has given us these incredible promises, and they're so good, they almost seem too good to be true. But the great news for all of us is that Jesus keeps his promises. So this past Sunday at Mount Vernon, we continued our study in Matthew 25. And what we talked about is how, you know, when we see the strong hurting the weak or the powerful kind of taking advantage of their power, there's something in us that thinks, man, that person, someone should take care of that. Someone should bring justice to bear. And the great news for all of us is that God has promised through his son Jesus to bring complete and total and perfect justice. And we see a little bit about that in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 25. And so we asked a few questions at Mount Vernon about the text that would hopefully help us to understand it. And the two questions I want to talk with you about just in our brief time to get today together on the Drivecast are, first, who does Jesus say he is? And second, how can this change my life? So who does Jesus say that he is? And how can this change my life? And so when you look in Matthew chapter 25, when Jesus talks about how he's going to return, he refers to himself as the Son of Man, and he's going to return in glory with his angels. He's going to sit on his glorious throne, and then he's going to separate people like a shepherd would separate sheep from goats. And there's so many things in this passage that we learn about who Jesus says that he is. But the one I want to focus on with you for just a moment is that Jesus says that he is the one who is going to return, and in righteousness, he is going to judge the world. And so Jesus is the King. Jesus is the judge. Jesus is the Son of Man who will one day visibly return to judge the living and the dead. And when we ask the second question, well, how can this change my life? If it's really true that one day Jesus will return and Jesus will set all things right, and Jesus and he alone is the judge of all, well, how can this change my life? And there are multiple ways that this can change my life and it can change your life, but I want to focus on just one. And for some of us, this is going to be really, really challenging, but I want you to think about this for a long time. And so what I want you to think about is that since Jesus is the judge, I am not. Since Jesus will judge, I don't have to. And I'm going to say that again, because I think for a lot of us, this is really difficult. But since Jesus is the judge, I am not. And since Jesus will judge, I don't have to. And really related to that, and we see this in other places in the scripture, but since Jesus forgave me, and if you've called upon the name of Jesus, if you have repented of your sin, then Jesus has forgiven you of all of your sin. Since Jesus has forgiven me, I should forgive others. And so if you're asking the question, if it's true that Jesus is the judge of all, and he will one day return to create justice that covers the earth, how can that change me? And the answer is, since Jesus will judge, I don't have to. Because we live in a culture where we're constantly encouraged and asked to share our opinion, to share our judgment. And oftentimes when people hurt us, we feel in some ways a responsibility and certainly a desire to judge them, so to speak. And when I say judge them, there are multiple things that are happening there. We're evaluating their behavior, which I think we're given permission biblically to do. But then beyond the evaluation of the behavior, and what I mean by that is asking the question, does this behavior align with God's word or does it not align with God's word? There are these other steps that go with judgment, and that's determining the consequence and then actually implementing the consequence in that person's life. And we have such a temptation to want to do that second and third part of judgment, where we not only kind of evaluate, does this align with God's word or not? And often we're really asking, do I like this or not? But then we take those added steps of deciding what the consequence should be, and then deciding that it is our responsibility to go ahead and carry out that consequence on that other person. And we need to remember, since Jesus will judge, I don't have to. Since Jesus has forgiven me, I should forgive others. And so I want to challenge you today. Is there someone who you're withholding forgiveness from? Is there someone that you're currently sitting in judgment over in a way that doesn't align with who Jesus has said that he is and what Jesus has commanded us to do in the Gospel of Matthew, specifically Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7? And if so, I want to challenge you today to forgive that person from your heart and to remember that because of who Jesus is, that can change your life. Since Jesus will judge, I don't have to. Since Jesus has forgiven me, I should forgive others too. So let's take a moment and let's pray, because for a lot of us, this is going to be so very difficult. But let's pray and ask God to remind us of the greatness and the glory of Jesus, and that he is the judge. And that because of that, we don't have to judge others, and we can truly offer them the same forgiveness that God in Christ has offered to us. Father in heaven, we love you and praise you that Jesus is the judge of all, and that he will return and he will execute justice everywhere for everyone, and he will do so perfectly. Father, please remind us of that, and remind us that since Jesus is the judge, we don't have to, and that since Jesus has forgiven us, we too should forgive others as he has commanded us. Father, this will be difficult for so many of us. Please give us the grace and the strength that we need to forgive others as you tell us to. And God, give us the wisdom to know if and how to give our own time to these people as well. Father, we love you. We pray this all in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. God bless.
Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.